Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Well, Neil, welcome to Wincham Park. You've had a busy week. You said you were going to be busy. Talk us through the new signings, starting off with a player that not many people might have heard of, Luke Griffiths, new signing from Warrington, I believe.
Yeah.
Luke's come back to us. Listen, it's a player that I've a long time admired. I was gutted when he left, but when he said to me last week that he's never enjoyed his football as much as he did when he was at FC United, I knew we had a chance of bringing him back. And if you think of not just his passing ability, but his tenacity and the way he gets around the park, we've definitely missed that. And I know Michael Potts has missed that as well. So, you know, we didn't think he'd be available, but he was, and, you know, and we brought him back. So yeah, and obviously, you know, the outgoing lads have had to go to create some space. So, you know, Cedric, Hayden went back to Salford, and Jordan moves to Macclesfield. You know, we wish them all the best, but sometimes it just doesn't work at a football club. I've no doubt the likes of Cedric and Simpson and Hayden will go on to be successful, you know, and I back Cedric to score today. That's the way it happens. But we've got to think about our own camp. So Griffiths came in. We've had a kid called Jaden Major watched at Stockport Town for the last few weeks, and he's quick, he's tricky, he's got all the credentials to be a really good player, and he's come through Liverpool's academy and Burnley. So, you know, we're going to try and blend him into the team over the next few weeks. And then one signing that I've been desperate to make all season is Kean Hayes. And each time Fleetwood have said no, they wanted him to go and play higher. But then he's attracted international recognition through an island, and he's playing in the under-19s, and I got a phone call yesterday from the manager to say, you know, would he be interested, and it's a signing that I can't wait to unveil, and you know, he'll start today. So it's exciting, you know, three out, three in, and then if you think of that, we've just added Omar and Burnsy to it. So, you know, sometimes the dressing room needs to have that little bit of a shake up, and we haven't won in three, we haven't scored in three. Like you said, we're here at Wincham Park. It's a very long long pitch, but we've just got to get on with it, Ben, and see what we can do.
Just to talk about the scoring, it has been a problem, but you've made these changes. It'd be a tall ask, wouldn't it, to then just hit the ground running this afternoon, or is that obviously it's what you're hoping?
But no, I think, listen, Burns has come in, his movement, he's worked with us all week, he's been brilliant, breath of fresh air. Kean Hayes knows exactly how we play, and you know, he's fortunate that his under-18s coach, when he was with Simon Wiles, my old assistant, so we play the same way. Like I said, you know, Major will probably come from the bench, as will Omar, but it just gives us options now. I've had a tough 24 hours leaving lads out of the squad, like Keaton Mulvey and Matty Rain, etc., and Jack Bennett, but it's a long season, and we've just got to, you know, try and change it. And you know, there'll be some lads that are on the bench today that are unhappy, but at the end of the day, I've been unhappy for the last 3 weeks, Ben, and I don't plan on having another unhappy Saturday afternoon. So, you know, we're going 4-3-3, we're changing our shape. You know, people said, would we, won't we? We've got three attackers on the pitch today, in Linney, Hayes and Burns, and you know, maybe a little bit more solid in midfield and try and get our fullbacks out. But listen, we've had a great week. Atmosphere is brilliant, confidence is high. Today's another game, and hopefully we can get something from it.
And just a final thought on the challenge of Witten Albion. Like you say, the pitch is long. I think our record here is not great at all. I think it's one win from memory. So
cheers for that.
Stats are there to be broken. Are there to be broken.
They are. Listen, they are. And I remember last time we came here, 3-3, you know, thrilling, we conceded late on. But it's not going to get any lower than this season. We've lost the last three games. We haven't scored in three games. There's been certain question marks raised. We've had to have, you know, real kind of shindig in the dressing room last week, and people have bounced back, and that's going to be part and parcel of football. This team's too good to carry on losing. I'm not saying it's going to turn today, it might turn next week, it might turn the week after, but they're too good, and you know, the football that we play is eye-catching. Like I said, we've brought in some players, and hopefully they can hit the ground running, we can get a win today. But if training's anything to go on this week, Ben, you know, I'm sure that the lads will give a good account of themselves today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.